Missouri, 77 WABC Radio Studios in the center of the universe, New York City. It's the Raw Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour, starring Raw Bartlett, with special guest star this week, Judy Gold. And now, here's your host, Raw Bartlett.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour. I am Raw Bartlett, and this is my Comedy Hour. Everybody have a good week?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Anybody do anything interesting?
I did.
What'd you do?
I've been painting a house, and I wrapped my hair in pantyhose to keep the paint from getting in my hair, so I just wanted to suggest that for anyone doing some home reno. Yeah.
So excited.
Mandy Lee. Mandy Lee Thompson, who is nicknamed Mandy Lee Pantyhose Thompson, has found yet another use for pantyhose.
That's right.
In addition to Siamese twins, bank robbers.
Storing onions.
Yes, storing onions.
Yes.
Now it's wrap your hair. But aren't pantyhose porous? So if like paint came off, wouldn't it kind of go through the hose itself?
That explains it.
Mandy, you are an entity unto yourself, I have to
say.
Thank you. Whitney, anything good? Anything fun? Anything exciting or weird? Or
well, on the same sort of note, pantyhose taught me another trick about panty liners.
I did.
I don't know if the guys want to talk about
this. All right, well, here's the thing. You have to explain what a panty liner is, because is it a place where we don't really want to go?
It is. It is.
It is a place we don't want to go.
Probably.
All right, so let me just ask this question. Why bring it up if you're not going to say so?
Because it could be a really helpful trick for the ladies out there.
So what do you want? You want all the guys to like plug their ears?
Guys, just ignore this part, ladies. If you're sweating, take a panty liner and put it in your armpits. Attach it to the inside of your shirt.
Brilliant.
Pantyhose taught me.
All right, now can the men listen again?
Yes.
Great, thank you. I got very excited because they got rid of what's his face to play Superman.
Yeah.
The guy from
Henry Cavill.
Yes, Henry Cavill is now no longer Superman, and so they're looking for a new Superman. So I got an audition.
You auditioned?
I auditioned.
Oh.
I auditioned. I actually auditioned. I actually got in costume because I figured, you know, if you're going to be Superman, you got to show him in the costume. And I walked in, and the casting agent said, "Look at that S." And I said, "Why don't you look at me from the front?" And but you know, I'll be here all week trying to feel. Aquaman is coming. I just saw trailers. We're going to do a segment next week called Rob Bartlett's Trailer Park, where I'm going to review trailers for movies, because I don't have time to see movies. I'm just going to review trailers, because half the time the best parts of the movie are in the trailer anyway. And you know, you go to see the movie and you realize I've already seen this.
What am I doing here?
But Aquaman is coming out, and I don't know. I just, even when I was a kid, the whole idea of Aquaman, I mean, it was kind of a cool idea. It was a kind of a cool concept, but he swam fast and could talk to fish. That was his power. He's a superhero who could like ride a dolphin and make flipper noises, and swordfish would do his bidding. I don't really quite understand how that equates. And I know Marvel's version was the Submariner, and he at least, you know, was a prince and from the nether regions of the ocean. And
he had a terrible name.
Well, he did. Namor, Prince Namor, which is, by the way, Ramon spelled backwards.
Whoa.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
You know what they never remember?
What?
Plastic Man.
Well, the reason why they never remember Plastic Man is because Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four kind of usurped Plastic Man, because they both do the same thing. They're stretchy people. They're basically Stretch Armstrongs as superheroes. And Elastigirl in The Incredibles. So it's,
oh, yeah,
we
right.
need a new power.
Right.
You know, we need a new superpower, like, you know, like a woman who can fold maps.
Penny
something
Hose
that's, you know, something that's a little bit more, I don't know, maybe it's me. I read, did you see this? Schools are going to ban speaking in front of the class. They're not going to make students make presentations anymore because, get ready for this, it causes anxiety.
In who? The listener?
No. Well, you know, speaking in public is one of the largest fears, largest phobias there is. It's probably the biggest phobia. It's bigger than, you know, fear of heights or fear of animals or
spiders
or any of that. Speaking in front of groups is the number one fear. And so I kind of understand it, but it's like, how much coddling are we going to do for these kids? And I mean, I hate to sound like, you know, these kids today with their, with their shooting their pot and their rock and roll music, you know.
Social media. Yeah.
No, but Rob, is it the speakers' anxiety or the listener?
No, it's the speakers. It's they don't want to make the kids get up in front of the class to speak.
But aren't they also afraid of what they might say, and then that makes the audience uncomfortable?
Well, that's, yeah, I guess it's a trigger thing, too. But it's like, at this point, it's like you're trying to keep kids from, you know, experiencing anxiety at school. And how are you going to stop them being stuffed in lockers and getting their lunch money stolen? I mean, that's part of the anxiety. At least it was for me, you know, especially with a name like Bartlett. You don't think they had fun with that when I was a kid, you know, and having colitis. You know, you do the math as to what my nickname was. So we decided we're going to do away with math because it's really hard. You know,
right, basically.
It makes no sense. No
Just
sense.
Just going to have gym all day.
Gym all day. And see, Whitney, that's a good idea. Just gym all day.
I do it.
You know, gym all day. Now, did you ever take a shower after gym?
No.
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 No, 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 no. I'm sorry, no. No.
What?
No. No. And I don't know why, but, you know, the coach would always stand in the gym. He'd be like, all right, time to take a shower. Marlon, get in there, soap up.
Ooh.
I'm thinking, there's just something a little weird about a man I don't know telling me to soap up, you know?
No. He's not getting called out nowadays?
Modern Family,
oh yeah,
is killing off a character, a major character this season, and everyone is like speculating as to which character it's going to be, because apparently, according to the producers, it's going to be a significant character that's going to have lasting effects over a number of episodes.
Well, so that sounds funny.
I just know exactly. I mean, it's like basically the dog. Is dead. The dog is toast. The dog is going bye bye. He's going to get hit by a car, or he's going to drown in the pool. But Stella, the dog, is a goner. That's my prediction. And you know, when they kill Yvette Harris, and you can come back to me and go yeah 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 yeah, but I think it's going to be the dog first. So because it'll still be a tragic death, and it will affect many different, you know, episodes.
Were you ever on a show where somebody got killed without knowing it? I mean.
No.
No?
No, no. I've only been on a couple shows, Andrew, and thank you for bringing it up. This makes me feel bad.
Andrew.
You know, a lot of my friends who had, like, sitcoms named after them, but no. I've never been in a show where anyone was killed off, but...
Or a soap?
No. I've never been in a soap either. Even though my gym teacher would say, "Burn it, soap up!"
Maybe that's what he meant.
We have a killer show for you tonight, boys and girls. A great special guest, one of the funniest humans on the planet. But before we introduce her, let's say hello to the best comedy repertory company in captivity, the Robbio Radio Players.
My
co-writer, formerly of Saturday Night Live, the founder and president of the Catholic Boat Owners League.
Association.
I'm sorry. I thought it was league. I thought you actually achieved league status. Mr. Andrew Smith. A musical theater actress who can be seen online on her YouTube channel, Chicks Watchin' Flicks.
Hey.
Which is an example of why you should never drink and review movies. Ladies and gentlemen, Mandy Lee Thompson. Mandy Lee Pantyhose Thompson. We have actor, singer, composer, or engineer in resident Dreamboat. Also helping with the direction today, Mr. Steve Mecca.
What a Dreamboat.
New York theater actress, writer, producer, and woman of 1,000 voices. Well, 4 voices, really? But she's building her repertoire. She's a past poot pan, Ms. Whitney Johnson.
Hey, Whitney.
And the Renaissance lady herself, actor, singer, writer, and radio stunt woman, Megan Simard.
Radio stunt woman.
And our special guest star, ladies and gentlemen, she's a comedian, an actor, a writer, a host. Her credits are so huge. She has to pay extra to bring them on the plane with her when she flies on JetBlue. She's got specials on HBO, Comedy Central, and Logo. She wrote and starred in 2 critically acclaimed shows, off-Broadway shows. One was called The Judy Show. My Life is a Sitcom. She got an Outer Critics Circle nomination for that. She did 25 Questions for a Jewish Mother, which GLAAD Media Award, Outstanding New York Theater Drama Desk nomination. She was in the Public Theater's all-female The Taming of the Shrew in Shakespeare in the Park.
Ooh.
She co-starred in Off-Broadway's Clinton the Musical and Disaster the Musical, Seth Rudetsky's show. She's appeared on Late Night with Stephen Colbert, recurring roles on Netflix's Friends from College, TBS's Search Party, I'm Dying Up Here on Showtime. She was featured in Woody Allen's Crisis in Six Scenes on Amazon. She's in the hit web series The Other F Word on Amazon Prime. She has been on Broad City, Louie, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, The Jim Gaffigan Show, Inside Amy Schumer, Difficult People, 30 Rock, Two Broke Girls. She also won two Emmy Awards for writing and producing The Rosie O'Donnell Show. Wow. She's the host of the hit podcast Kill Me Now on iTunes, and you can find her at judygold.com or find her on Twitter and Instagram at Judy Gold, J-E-W-D-Y Gold. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my friend, and she's got a new album coming up, Conduct Unbecoming, this fall. A very, very funny, one of the funniest humans on the planet, my friend, Miss Judy Gold.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, guys.
I can't remember, like, how long it's been. When was the last time I saw you?
It's been a while.
It's been a long time. It might have been Rascals or a place
like
that. Oh, my
God. That place has been closed for how long?
Oh, 20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that just tells you how far we go back.
How long? I mean,
jeez, Judy, and we used to work together at Jimmy's Comedy Alley.
Yes, Jimmy's Comedy Alley.
The old bowling alley.
I was just thinking about that place the other night.
That was actually a cool place to play.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was down. Of course, it was down
right
in the basement. It was an old bowling alley.
Yep.
The green room in the back had literally pins.
Yep.
And pin setters were still there. The stage was.
We used to play pool back there.
Yes,
remember?
They had a pool table.
Yeah, I did a lot. You know, those days you really could get good stage time.
Yeah.
And I used to MC on purpose so I could get on stage all night long.
Yes, of course.
And that's how you'd like really learned how to do. Now no one wants to MC.
Nobody wants to MC.
But remember, like when I started, the MC was the show. Like
right.
That it was your show.
The MC drove the show.
Right.
Right.
And now people have no respect for the MC.
No. The MC is the most crucial role.
Oh yeah.
Bigger than a headliner because you have to keep the show moving.
And also, if the audience hates you, you know, you're screwing it up for all the other guys. Yeah.
The audience, the way I looked at it, the audience hates the MC. Right. I just introduced the next act.
Yeah, right.
That's your problem now.
Yeah.
But Judy used to have the spit curl.
Oh, God, please.
No, because this is my favorite. Two of my favorite memories of you were you had envisioned that you were going to have
your own show
called It's Judy's Show.
Yeah.
And you had an animated version of you that would slide down
the spit curl. While I'm singing, It's Judy's Show! Yeah. Never happened. I'd still do it. I'd still slide down.
One of my favorite lines was like, I used to date
a Q
because he had the best curling iron.
I forgot that joke.
And it would take a couple of seconds for people to get it, unless there are a lot of Jews in the audience. They pick it up immediately. But it was one of those electric.
Yeah.
You could hear it like through the crowd. Like,
oh my God.
Through the back
that,
of the room.
That was one of my first jokes.
That's right. And,
and then whenever a joke bombed, I would yell, It's Judy's Show!
It worked.
It was perfect.
It worked.
Yeah.
It was just,
and people still come up to me and say, and by the way, I had the spit curl. It was on the side of my head. And I was so mental that I would like, you know, I'd go to the beach and I'd still have the spit curl. I'd get like a tan on my face and then you could see this, like the white part of where the spit curl was. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
What are you saying? You had like a little complex about it?
I don't know.
That's so unlike you.
I knew at one point in my life I'd be like, ugh, what the hell? Am I, you know, like I would just regret it. And now, yeah.
Well, we have a new sponsor.
Oh, that's great. You get sponsors.
On the Rob Butler Radio Comedy. Not really. These are fake sponsors, but we have to pretend we have a sponsor.
Okay.
Because, you know, we got to fill time.
I hear you.
It's from the makers of MyPillow. It's our first live read.
Which is
where the DJ actually reads off a piece of paper. It's not one of those produced taped commercials. So I thought, why not ask our special guest, Judy Gold, do the honors, do our first.
Oh my God,
live
I'm so
read.
Honored.
It
Thank
be.
You.
So this
Thank
is
you,
this is the new product from MyPillow, live read, take one.
The MyPillow is a phenomenon. It's the most comfortable pillow you'll ever known. But turns out for some people, it works too well.
Diana from Naugatuck writes, I used to wake up in the morning with sore arms. My neck hurt. My fingers were numb. I'd toss and turn all night, not knowing why. Then I ordered a MyPillow, and I got the best sleep of my life. My husband, Arthur, was so jealous that I got him one for Christmas, even though we're Jewish. The problem is, he sleeps so soundly. He snores like a congested rhino. He wakes me up in the morning fresh as a daisy. Meanwhile, I haven't gotten a single night's rest. Well, I got a Your Pillow and substituted it for his MyPillow. And now, he doesn't sleep soundly at all anymore. He wakes up tired and cranky, but thank God, no snoring. So, I'm sleeping like a baby. Signed, Diana from Naugatuck. Well, Diana discovered that where the MyPillow is the world's most comfortable pillow, the new Your Pillow is the world's most uncomfortable pillow. My pillow is made with a patented interlocking man-made fill. The Your Pillow is made with organic materials like seashells and small garden pebbles. After giving her husband a Your Pillow, Diana wrote back. The Your Pillow worked like a charm for a couple of weeks until one night I woke up and there was Arthur. He was holding his Your Pillow over my face. I almost suffocated. He'd lost so much sleep, he'd gone crazy. I had to give him back his My Pillow, and so I started taking Ambien instead. Where am I? I sleep pretty well now. Where's the fridge? I just get a little confused from time to time. I mean, M&M's? Who are you? Wait, where did I put my car keys? Is this a hotel? Wait, I think I got a car. Did I drive here? Oh, my God. I'm naked. What street am I on? Can I borrow your Easy Pass?
Call 1-800-PILLOW right now or go to yourpillow.com and enter the code RobbieORadio and receive two Your Pillows plus two free travel Your Pillows for half price. Your Pillow for the worst sleep of your wife. Well, that was... I have to say, we're going to have to charge him double for that. That's really filling a social void, huh? The Your Pillow?
Yeah, I like that.
Of course, now I have an indelible image of you being smothered by a pillow. But at any rate.
Yeah.
I want to say, don't forget, I'm back at Seven Angels Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut, Saturday night, October 27th. Go to sevenangelstheater.org for tickets. And remember, they spell theater in that really snooty British way with an R-E.
God.
We'll be back with more of the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour with our special guest star, Judy Gold. So stay with us here on 77 WABC. Welcome back to the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour. This week, our special guest is Judy Gold.
Thank you.
You having a good time so far?
I am. Everyone's really nice here.
Well, but see, I don't mess around. I don't get, you know, nasty people. I only like working with nice people.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is why I used to love working with you.
Oh, Rob.
No, I'm serious. We used to have more fun. Judy, I'll put it this way. Judy does not mince words. And
there's garlic.
There's nobody more fun to be on the road with than Judy.
But that, when we were on the road in D.C., mm-hmm. like how this is so my Jewish mother that I was like, can we really take stuff out of the minibar? Because and you were like, yeah, you can have it. I'm like, no, really? I'm afraid to touch the thermostat in my own home because of my parents. But yeah.
Do you think it's okay we take it? We're just sitting in a room. We're just kind of like, you know, shooting a breeze. And it was after a show, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we were having a beer or something. Judy says, do you think it's okay that we take it in stuff out of the minibar? Because, you know, it's like the $8 Pringles and the,
right.
You know, the $47 gummy bears.
Right. And I'm the one that's like, oh, they're going to hate us, you know, because they're paying for it.
Right.
But no one else else does that. No, like, no one else does that.
No, no. So what we did was, is we moved to my room so we could take stuff out of my fridge.
Because I was
so
afraid.
That way she couldn't, she'd have to worry about
it. Because he didn't care.
I didn't care. I was going to stick him for whatever.
I don't know if it's a female thing. I don't know what it is.
No. I think you hit it right in the nail on the head.
It's a Jew thing.
It's the Jewish mother thing. It's the Jewish mother in you.
Yeah, it's like, why don't you get in trouble instead of me? Because, you know, I already make less money.
And we did some local TV show. Not by much, but there was some local TV show that we were doing, and Chef Tell was supposed to be the guest.
Chef Tell?
Chef
Tell.
How do
you remember this? No.
Because this was really funny.
Yeah.
The two of us and Chef Tell. Chef Tell doesn't show, and he's supposed to, like, make something, and this is kind of like a live show. So they had ordered Chinese food.
Right.
And it was in the green room. And...
And I was like, can I take some? No, yeah, go ahead.
The director says, you know, can you do something with this? Can you guys kind of like fake this segment? Because we had, you know, 4 minutes or whatever to fill. And I found some power tools off stage, offset. And Judy and I basically drilled egg rolls and it was like an impact wrench we stuck in the chow mein.
So funny.
It was just... That's what I'm saying. There's no one more fun.
They are lucky they had comics on that day.
That's
Otherwise,
right.
Otherwise, you know, people would have been like, hey.
That's right. Know? Once again, the clown steps in to save
exactly.
the day.
Exactly.
That's what she says. The show business is an incongruous business.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it. I mean, it just makes no sense whatsoever. People who go into comedy because they are really self-conscious and need approval, and they put themselves in a situation where every night... They're self-conscious and
you're getting
approval.
Loved.
Right, exactly.
You're getting applause and laughter.
Right, right. But you
and
put
then
yourself
you go
in a
home and you hate yourself.
Right,
yeah.
but you put yourself in a situation where that's not always,
right.
You know. So, you know, we're talking about self-destructive and walking a tightrope. No, there's so many.
Showbiz is it's like worse than high school. Because, like, the people with no talent, like, it's like, seriously, like, it used to be that you had to do something to be, like, the Kardashians, like, like, you had to have some kind of something, you know, that you could perform or do something.
Well,
and it's like, now it's like anyone.
Kim Kardashian did perform, and that's how she got where she is.
I just don't get it. I don't understand.
Here's what I don't get. Do you watch Dateline?
Okay. Sometimes.
All right.
Yeah.
Keith Morrison. The guy who narrates all these grisly, horrifying murder things.
Can I tell you something? That voice, I can't watch because that voice is so annoying. And I'm like, oh my God, someone's going to walk in my apartment and murder me right now because he's talking. That's the only reason why. He has, what is that voice? And you're always waiting like, uh-oh, something's going to happen. But what did happen? I can't with him.
Well, that's why one of the regular segments we do here on the radio hour is we do a takeoff of Dateline. We call it Death Can Kill.
Right.
We had a 3-episode murder mystery set in New Jersey a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It involved pancakes and dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't heard those 3 episodes, go to ogpodcastnetwork.com and download them. You can download all the past episodes, or you can do it on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Stick them on your phone, listen to them on your commute,
Your commute.
Your commute, which is kind of
like, a vehicle?
It's a vehicle. The Ford commute. Listen to it on your commute. All 12 of them are up now, and this episode will be available the moment we're over. You can go and download it so you can listen to it again. Anyway, this news story we have is a series of murders in Las Vegas at an Elvis impersonator.
I thought it was New Jersey.
No, that was last one.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That was the last one.
Okay, sorry.
We solved that murder in 3 episodes. And
with
now,
his voice.
Right, and we're solving this murder mystery right now with this 3rd episode.
Right, yes.
It's in Las Vegas at an Elvis impersonator convention. This is episode 3. The heart-stopping, jaw-dropping, constipation-causing conclusion to Death Can Kill, deader than Elvis. Previously on Death Can Kill, a serial killer is on the loose at an Elvis impersonator convention in Las Vegas, racking up bodies faster than the king used to eat a platter of gravy fries. Retired detective Edie Bexon from the Lodi Police Department, on vacation in Sin City, finds herself, once again, smack dab in the middle of murder.
The Elvises had been offed by everything from asphyxiation from a fried peanut butter and banana sandwich to a hit and run by a 1955 pink Cadillac Fleetwood in the victim's hotel suite. He went by the name of El Dorado, whose act only consisted of songs Elvis had done in the movies where he played a race car driver.
That body had been found by the Brooklyn L, the Flatbush Elvis, who was in the hotel room of his new girlfriend, a Filipino Priscilla Presley impersonator, Manila Silla, when the car accident in the suite next door happened.
My old partner from Jersey, Judy Silver, who was now the bureau commander for the South Central Area Command of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, called the Brooklyn L in for questioning, not just so he could tell us what he saw, but as a possible suspect.
I had a hunch, which I probably got from my mother's side of the family. They all had horrible posture. But something about this whole case just didn't smell right. And it wasn't just the gasoline leaking from that 55 Fleetwood. No, I saw the forensics photos. It was tough to look at. A real tragedy. I mean, that car looked like it was completely cherried out.
But Commander Silver was too late. The Brooklyn L had been found dead in his room by his new girlfriend, Manila Silla. He'd been electrocuted.
He all burnt up. Looked like a fried chicken. Someone had stuck his pee-pee in the wall socket. I feel very sad. I love him long time.
The Brooklyn L's body was found with a chain around his neck, where hung a TCB charm, which has a lightning bolt in the logo. It had obviously been placed there after he was killed because it hadn't been melted by the heat. I started to have my doubts about Manila Silla. So did Judy. She called Manila Silla in for questioning. I observed through the two-way glass.
State your name!
Pordeliza Hernandez.
Pordeliza Hernandez?
No. Pordeliza Hernandez.
That's what I just said.
No, Pordeliza. Pordeliza.
Oh, Pordeliza Hernandez.
Yes, how hard this is.
But Manila Silla, Pordeliza Hernandez, had an alibi and was sent home.
I was at spa when my boyfriend killed. But I still feel very sad because I miss my boyfriend. But he dead, so I'm gone. I pined busboy who helped me with my sorrow. His name, Pred. He pranks Sinatra impersonator. We make the doobie-doobie-doo.
Later, Judy and Edie met for a drink to compare notes.
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
What? The hump? You've always had that. You probably got it from your mother.
No, I mean the case!
What do you make of the little guy in the top hat and the sunglasses?
I don't know. The security camera footage was too grainy to get, you know, a positive ID, but whoever it is, they're Asian.
What little Asian guy do you know who wears a top hat and sunglasses?
I don't. I mean, not a guy. Oh, wait, but, all right, whatever. That sounds like, what, Yoko Ono to me.
Yoko?
There's a Beatle Fest at the Marrakesh that starts this weekend. It could be one of the lookalikes from that convention.
Let's get the guest list from the hotel desk, see who's registered for the Beatle Fest. Maybe we can find a lead there. You can bring them in for questioning tomorrow.
Sorry, can't. Yom Kippur, you do it. I'll be starving. I'll make the squad available to you.
So Detective Bexon found the name of one Darlene Jacobson on the Beetlefest guest list. She called her in for questioning while Chief Silver was in Temple.
So, how long have you been imitating Yoko?
Most of my life. There's a resemblance. My mother is a Japanese.
Where were you on the night the Brooklyn L was killed?
You mean when he was electrocuted?
How did you know he was electrocuted? That information was not made public.
Judy, where'd you come from? I thought you were going to be in the shul.
It's shul, and sometimes solving a murder does take precedence over starving to atone for my sins. And I had a hunch. Not lunch, but a hunch. And not the one I got from my mother. Why'd you do it, Darlene?
It was all a performance art piece, just like Yoko. I call it, I feel so lonesome I could die.
Cuff her, boys! Take her away! Great work, Edie.
Thanks, Judy.
Kind of ironic, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Fake Yoko killing all those fake Elvises when the Beatles were the ones who killed Elvis' career? Come on, I'll buy you a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Not until after sundown. Yom Kippur, remember? Still fasting.
A stellar performance. From our special guest star, comedian Judy Gold.
Was it? I added that. You don't care.
That would, right. Of course. All that's right. The whole point of having a guest star, making it their own.
Yes.
Taking the lines that I've written and actually making them funny. what a tour de force. Mm. I mean, Judy Gold playing Judy Silver.
I know. Really, where'd you come up with that name?
Stretch your acting muscle there.
Yeah.
That was. Don't forget, I'm back on the road doing stand-up at Seven Angels Theater October 27th. It's a Halloween show. I'll be in costume as the Death Star. And our guest star, Judy Gold, will be at the White Plains Performing Arts Center this Friday night with the hysterically funny Bruce Valanche. Go to WPPAC.com for tickets. We'll be back after this short break with more Judy Gold and me and the gang right here on the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour on 77 WABC. Welcome back to the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour. I am Rob Bartlett, and this is my radio hour. We are here with my good friend, my old dear friend, Judy Gold.
Yeah. Woo! Ow!
When I was on the road doing shows at the Bartletts, there's a game we used to play in the car to keep us amused, because every road that has a comedy club on it looks just like the last one you're at.
Oh, you're not kidding.
And you'll go insane if you don't keep your mind stimulated. We call this game sexual profiling, and the idea was you're given a list of three people, and you choose one that you'd have sex with over the other two, and you can explain why or why not. Depends. It's up to you. But the answers can tell you an awful lot about a person. So we thought it'd be fun for us all to play sexual profiling. So we're going to start, and we're going to go around the room here. We're going to start... All right, we'll do this one. Colin Quinn, Gilbert Gottfried, Carrot Top. Judy?
Colin Quinn.
Okay. Why?
I love Colin. And you know it's really small. So I wouldn't have to, you know, I mean, I don't know what I'm doing with it anyway, so... And he'd make, I mean, I guess they'd all make me laugh. You know...
Carrot Top would make you laugh?
Well, no. Carrot Top, you know, he has, like, the best body. Did you know that?
No,
he's like
I
a
know.
Bodybuilder.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that.
No,
Gilbert, I, you know, it would be like being with, you know.
Why would you not want to go with Gilbert Gottfried? That seems to be the obvious question.
I don't know. I love Colin. He makes me laugh.
Okay.
He's, you know, he's Irish.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I like
Megan.
Him.
Megan?
I actually think I'd go with Gilbert.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I heard that he's, like, super chill and relaxed when he's not on stage, and I feel like he'd be really good conversation after.
And if you
it's about the conversation after?
Yeah.
But with Gilbert, it's about doing it in a hotel room and then taking the little bottles of shampoo.
Right, yeah. Right.
And soap.
That's what I mean. It would feel like a heist. You know? Like, and that would be fun.
Mandy? Yeah.
I'm going to second Megan, and I'm going to go with Gilbert,
what?
Too. Yeah, well, he played Iago in Aladdin.
Oh, so it's a Disney choice.
Yes.
It's a Disney choice. Okay, all right.
You're going Gilbert over Colin?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
God.
All right,
okay.
Here we go. Sandra Bullock, Sandra Oh, Sandra Bernhardt. Steve?
I mean, it's an easy one. It's Sandra Bullock all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Megan?
Oh. Totally. She's like the whole package.
What package is that?
You know, she's super gorgeous and really funny and kind of quirky and smart and like, yeah.
Andrew?
She has an Oscar.
Andrew?
Yeah. I would do it with Sandra Oh, because when you were doing it, you go, how do you like that, Sandra? And she go, oh. You go, hey, take it easy. And you know, that's why. Because of, you know, Sandra. Hey, Sandra, what do you think?
No, we get it.
Oh.
We got it. We got it.
Oh, my God.
What?
All right, here's a better one. Here's a better one. Here's a better one. Amy Schumer, Rosie O'Donnell, Flo the Insurance Girl.
Oh, can I do that one?
Yeah.
Flo, for sure.
Oh, totally. I was hoping you'd say that.
Because she can play, like, I could say play this character, you know? You could do
anything.
And plus, I'm friends with Amy and Rosie, and I really don't want to sleep with either of them.
I think Flo the Insurance Girl, because it doesn't take a lot to make her happy.
No.
Which is perfect for me. Mm-hmm.
But plus, I'm telling you, look at the character work
she
does.
I know. It's just, I don't think most people realize how great an actress she is.
She is everyone in those commercials.
No, but I mean, but you can't have her do that. She can only be Flo the Insurance Girl.
I'm still going with Flo.
You're still going with
Flo? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Steve Martin, Martin Short, Martin Sheen.
Wow.
I'd go Martin Sheen because it'd be like having sex with one of the Kennedys.
I'd go Martin Short.
You would?
He's just the nicest guy. He seems like such a nice guy.
But isn't he like on all the time?
Yeah, maybe not. All right.
We're going to have intercourse right now. I must say. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I'd go with Steve Martin.
Steve Martin?
I love the banjo.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
He can serenade you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm switching over to Steve Martin.
Yeah,
I'm switching
over. It's the banjo that sells it.
The banjo is a sex toy. That's a great...
I'm switching over.
All right. Heather Locklear, Kim Basinger, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, wow. I want to read with Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I'd say the Notorious RBG. I know she still works out. Like, have you seen that woman hold a plank?
Yeah, but have you seen her like at a State of the Union address?
Well, okay. You know, she wouldn't be up that long. You know what I mean? She'd probably fall asleep after a couple of minutes. So
Heather Locklear and Kim Basinger, they're both like fakey fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And didn't Heather Locklear just get in trouble for something?
Yeah, but that said she'd be needy then.
Needy.
I would have sex with Kim Basinger until she looked like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
All right. Thinking of that, here's the last one. Rami Malek from Mr. Robot. Mm-hmm. Paul Giamatti. Mm-hmm. Steve Buscemi. This is the bone thrower category. This is who would you throw a bone to?
Steve Buscemi. He can boosh me anytime. I just wanted to use the pun.
Wow, that was...
I'm going to go with Paul Giamatti. He's such a good actor.
Yeah, he is.
It's about talent. Because you know if they're that talented, they're probably good in bed, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Sure.
Okay, so...
I know, that's why...
I must not be talented.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
First of all, I'm hung like a salmon. And second of all, you know...
Yeah.
I thought condiments meant, you know, they were flavored.
Really? Ketchup.
Well, that was edifying. That was very. That was kind of fun. I think we did learn a lot. We learned too much, I think, such a thing is possible.
I feel closer to everybody.
I think we've bonded. We have one more segment with my friend, the incredible Judy Gold. Judy will be at Laugh It Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie, New York, this Saturday night. The Stanhope House in Stanhope, New Jersey, this Sunday night. And we'll do three shows during Women's Week in Provincetown, October 11th to the 13th. Go to judygold.com for info on those and other upcoming shows. I'm going to be at Seven Angels Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut, Saturday night, October 29th. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/RobbioRadio for info. Don't go away. We'll be back with more of Judy Gold right here on 77 WABC.
Yeah! Woo!
Welcome back to the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour. It's an hour. It's an hour. That's my favorite lyric in that whole theme song. Because we're actually honest about what we do. It's an hour. See, the thing about the late night shows now is that they're only an hour, just like ours. Mm-hmm. There was a time when Johnny Carson was 90 minutes long.
There was also a time when you did Johnny Carson and that catapulted you to fame.
Right, right.
And now none of that, it means anything anymore. No. We're saturated.
None of it does. I mean, I can't imagine Jordan doing a 90-minute show now because the viewer attention span is like that of a fruit fly.
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
You know, it's the remote control has destroyed people's sense of timing. It's like, amuse me. Amuse me. Okay. Okay.
No, you know what? It's click. Also that and the DVR. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just, you know, fast forward through commercials.
Or bad stand-up acts.
Right.
So I'm thinking the next phase of talk shows will be to boil it down to its barest essentials. There's really only about 5 minutes decent in any hour of a talk show, unless it's James Corden.
then it's about 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, you know, why not do a 5-minute talk show? I mean, it's, cause I mean, the Tonight Show is 5 minutes of good stuff and the rest is Jimmy Fallon laughing at his own jokes. I mean, so I have an idea for the 5-minute talk show that I want to pitch to Jay Leno. Speaking of Jay Leno, mm-hmm. one, because I'm thinking he's got to be itching to get back into the late night talk show ring again. And two, because 5 minutes of him is about all anybody can stand. Mm. So here is my pitch for the 5-minute talk show with Jay Leno.
And now the 5-minute talk show with Jay Leno.
Hey, how about that band? Okay, no time for setups in the monologue, so just punchlines. Here we go. Which will last about as long as Haley Baldwin and Justin Bieber's marriage. Two words, tiny sunglasses. Apparently, they thought he was Les Moonves. And finally, it's like a doubles match between Trump and Omarosa against Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Okay, we got a great show tonight. Carrie Underwood, Ron Howard, and feminist comedian Andrea Dice Clay. We'll be back after this message from Geico. Geico. Welcome back to the 5-Minute Talk Show. Okay, our first guest, please welcome Carrie Underwood. So, tell me about your new album.
It's called Cry Pretty.
And the first single from it is called?
Cry Pretty.
Oh, that's clever. You don't carve your name into the leather seats or slash the tires or smash the headlights in your boyfriend's truck in this song, do you?
No.
Okay, here's Carrie Underwood with Cry Pretty. Let's hear it for Carrie Underwood. We'll be right back after this message from Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
And we're back. Our next guest is an actor, director, producer, Ron Howard.
I love your music.
Thank you.
Hey, no time for phony chit-chat. So tell me about your new movie.
Oh, I don't have a new movie.
Really?
Yeah, after Solo, I think I have to pick and choose my projects a little more carefully.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
It was in the theaters 2 months ago. It's on demand right now. You tell me.
So what do you have coming up?
Well, I am going back to my roots. I'm returning to the classic television shows of my youth. You know, starting out on the Andy Griffith Show as Sheriff Taylor's son, Opie, I was very influenced by another child actor, Jerry Mathers, as the Beaver. So I've directed Leave It to Beaver, Return to Mayfield, starring Jim Carrey as a grown-up, adult version of the Beaver, with Christopher Walken as Eddie Haskell.
You have a clip?
Of course.
Wally, if your dumb brother tags along, I'm gonna... Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver. I was just telling Wallace how pleasant it would be for Theodore to accompany Lumpy and Wallace and myself to the movies. That was great. Okay, we'll be right back with our special guest, feminist comedian Andrea Dice Clay. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this message from my favorite fruit-flavored candy, Skittles.
Skittles taste the rainbow.
Back. Our next guest is a feminist comedian who headlines all over the country. Please welcome Andrea Dice Clay.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack made $15 an hour, but Jill couldn't break through the glass ceiling because it's a male-dominated society, so she makes only $8.50. Oh! Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife but couldn't keep her because he was a condescending mansplainer. Oh! The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed James Franco, Louis C.K., Harvey Weinstein, and Les Moonves out of Hollywood. Hashtag time's up. Oh, me too.
That was great.
That's it?
What else did you want to do?
Plug my next appearance. I'll be in...
Oops, that's all the time we have. Come back tomorrow night when my guests will be Jamie Lee Curtis, Tommy Lee Jones, Neil Patrick Harris, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Alice in Chains. Good night, everybody. Well, oh, you know what that means. That about does it for our show. Big thanks to our special guest star, my friend Judy Gold. Go to judygold.com.
That's right, baby!
To
get info on when she's going to be doing a stand-up act near you. I guarantee you will laugh yourself silly. I give you my money-back guarantee. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/RobbieO Radio, to get info on my upcoming appearance at Seven Angels Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut. Our program is produced by Gary Grant and me, Rob Bartlett, written by Andrew Smith and me, Rob Bartlett, featuring Megan Samard, Andrew Smith, Mandy Lee Thompson, Steve Mecca, Whitney Johnson, Judy Gold, and me, Rob Bartlett. Original music composed by Gary Grant, Steve Mecca, and me. Well, actually, just Gary and Steve. I didn't do anything for that one. Recording and engineering by Steve Mecca, directed by Gary Grant. No animals were harmed in the recording of this program. See you next week with special guest Michael Urey. Come back, everybody, for another episode of the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour right here on 77 WABC.